Early in the year after Turin was gone, Morwen gave birth to her child, and she named her Nienor, which is mourning. But Turin was already far away when she was born. Long and evil was his road, for the power of Morgoth was ranging far abroad. But he had as guides Gethron and Grithnir, who had been young in the days of Hador, and though they were now aged, they were valiant, and they knew well the lands, for they had journeyed often through Beleriand in former times. Thus, by fate and courage, they passed over the shadowy mountains, and coming down into the vale of Sirion, they passed into the forest of Brethil. And at last, weary and haggard, they reached the confines of Doriath. But there they became bewildered, and were enmeshed in the mazes of the queen, and wandered lost amid the pathless trees until all their food was spent. There they came near to death, for winter came cold from the north. But not so light was Turin's doom. Even as they lay in despair, they heard a horn sounded. Beleg the Strongbow was hunting in that region, for he dwelt ever on the marches of Doriath, and he was the greatest woodsman of those days. He heard their cries and came to them, and when he had given them food and drink, he learned their names and whence they came, and he was filled with wonder and pity. And he looked with liking upon Turin, for he had the beauty of his mother and the eyes of his father, and he was sturdy and strong. "What boon would you have of King Thingol?" said Beleg to the boy.
"I would be one of his knights, to ride against Morgoth and avenge my father," said Turin.
"That may well be when the years have increased you," said Beleg, "for though you are yet small, you have the makings of a valiant man, worthy to be a son of Hurin the Steadfast, if that were possible. For the name of Hurin was held in honour in all the lands of the elves." Therefore Beleg gladly became the guide of the wanderers, and he led them to a lodge where he dwelt at that time with other hunters, and there they were housed while a messenger went to Menegroth. And when word came back that Thingol and Melian would receive the son of Hurin and his guardians, Beleg led them by secret ways into the hidden kingdom. Thus Turin came to the great bridge over the Escalduin, and passed the gates of Thingol's halls. And as a child he gazed upon the marvels of Menegroth, which no mortal man before had seen, save Beren only. Then Gethron spoke the message of Morwen before Thingol and Melian, and Thingol received them kindly, and set Turin upon his knee, in honour of Hurin, mightiest of men, and of Beren his kinsman. And those that saw this marvel, for it was a sign that Thingol took Turin as his foster son, and that was not at that time done by kings, nor ever again by elf lord to a man. Then Thingol said to him, "Here, son of Hurin, shall your home be, and in all your life you shall be held as my son, man though you be. Wisdom shall be given you beyond the measure of mortal men, and the weapons of the elves shall be set in your hands. Perhaps the time may come when you shall regain the lands of your father in Hithlum, but dwell now here in love."